Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We'll turn to Frank Youngs of Frank Youngs Sports Arena in Orchard Park. We've been talking, well, for months now about what is able to reopen, what isn't able to reopen. And Frank, your place, if people are kind of unaware, mostly indoor floor hockey, is able to reopen. I think that's surprising to a lot of people. What's your understanding of the guidelines?
Well, we fall in the same category as other sports, such as baseball, ice hockey, and football. There are some restrictions. We had to, during the time of New York pause, we had the building completely sanitized, industrial sanitization, and then we also have high traffic areas are carefully monitored and cleaned on a daily basis, of course. We do not use an air conditioning system. We have the doors propped open. Several double door sections are propped open with old school exhaust fans. We have nearly the same ventilation as being outside. And there's a lot less people involved in ball hockey than there are in ice hockey. For one thing, there's no checking, so there's much less physical contact, and there's generally not nearly the amount of people on a team. Ice hockey teams usually have about 15 players, where ball hockey teams have 6 to 9 players. So there's less people involved.
Frank, is there a mask policy? Do the players have to mask up before they play?
All players wear some kind of headwear. There's a variation of headwear used in ball hockey, but all of the players are required to wear at least one kind of headwear.
But we're talking a helmet, not a mask.
A helmet, or some of them have a face mask, some of them have a cage. When they're not playing, they wear masks, but when they're actually on the playing surface, same policy as ice hockey.
Is it surprising to you that people are allowed to play ball hockey in an indoor space, but gyms are not allowed to reopen yet?
Well, I don't know that they're necessarily the same thing. I follow the guidelines that involve my business directly. I'm really not aware of, other businesses have their own people who would then, follow the guidelines for that. So I'm surprised more businesses aren't allowed to reopen under similar guidelines, I guess would be my answer.
All right. Hey, Frank, we appreciate the time this morning. That's Frank Young of Frank Young's Roller Center in Orchard Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.